Episode 1226, Sci-Fi Christian News.
Boom, bada boom, boom, bada boom.
Yeah, apparently the music's not working this week.
Bada boom, boom, bada boom. Bada 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 bada
no, that's the
Welcome
wrong song.
To the Sci-Fi
That's the wrong song. That's stuff
oh.
Ben doesn't like.
Oh, yeah, you're right. How's the other one go?
I don't know. But, you know, we don't have music. We have a new laptop here, so that's just how it goes as we're transitioning our way through life. But no, this is a little bit of a different one. So maybe it's fitting that we don't have the music just so that we can, you know, cast a slightly different tone here today. So, you know, we've been doing this for 16 years.
This year, we just celebrated 15 years together. So we're heading towards 16.
Okay. So yeah, almost old enough to drive. So that's an extraordinarily long time. And do you remember what we were doing in our lives when we first started this?
I do. Do you remember what I was doing?
And we were going to school together.
Well, yes. Right. Well, yes, we were. I was trying to think of like what year, but yeah, you're right. So by the time we started this podcast, we were already in school together.
Correct. Correct. And so I was actually kind of thinking about this. Now, you don't know what I'm going to talk about here.
No.
We haven't talked about this. So if it becomes a more serious conversation, we can always take it offline. But I think we're in a position where this might start to be a reduction in the SFC. If not the end, and it's a little fitting because the reason I brought up going to school is that that'll kind of bookend the Sci-Fi Christian here for us. I'm actually going to be going back to school.
Really?
I just got accepted into a program. And when I tell you what it is, you're going to think it's a joke. It's not a joke. It's kind of funny how it got there just because of all the talk we've had on this topic. But I'm going back to school to get my PhD in ornithology. Do you know what ornithology is?
The study of birds.
The study of birds.
Wow.
Now, people are instantly going to think this is a joke. It's not a joke. Like, I've been joking about birds on the Sci-Fi Christian for a very long time. In fact, Patreon subscribers know about the bird feed and blah, 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 blah. And so, yes, the topic for me started as a joke, but at some point over the years, I can't pinpoint exactly when. I've been doing a lot of soul searching. It stopped being a joke. And I fell in love with those feathered friends of ours. And this is...
Are you being serious right now?
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. This is something that I need to do for my life. So I started to explore this a number of months ago, probably about 6 months ago. And, you know, I was like, man... That'd just be crazy. There's no way I can do this. It starts out as just sort of that innocent Google search. And somewhere along the way, it started to get more serious. And I've been accepted into the ornithology department program at the University of California in Berkeley. So,
but do you have to do it online or in person?
No, and that's part of what I wanted to talk to you about. It's going to be in person. So this is going to be a pretty radical lifestyle change for me, just personally, outside of the Sci-Fi Christian.
You're moving all of your kids across the country.
I mean, yeah, we're still figuring out the logistics of that. I start in the fall, so we have a few months to figure all this out. You know, we may do a little bit of time splitting at first, but yes, the end result of this is going to be, I mean, I have to, because it's a 7-year program. So it's not something where it's just like you make it work for a year. I have to do this. We're going to have to move because it's a 7-year program.
And then what's your goals for afterwards?
Well, I want to teach and study and do research. You know, it's like, so that's ultimately the dream is to be immersed with the feathers.
I just have a great name for like, if you want to have a podcast or some sort of following.
We had a podcast. Yeah. So it'll probably have to end now.
Listen about this. What do you think about this? Ben on birds.
A little Bob, the Bobcast.
Bet on birds.
That is pretty good. I mean, maybe the bird feed will get resurrected and I'll be, you know, Dr. Ben.
I mean, we could still record virtually.
We could. I mean, it's going to be really challenging with the amount of work. I know it sounds like, oh, you're studying birds. No, it's actually a really, really heavy workload because you have to be out in the field as well as in the library studying this. You know, and so a couple other things just like on a personal level. You know, moving to California is not a cheap place to live. And this is going to devastate my income. So, I mean, I don't know why you think that's funny.
I mean, you just got a new job.
I know. This was unexpected. This was totally unexpected. I do want to just, I don't want to make this all about me and my needs, but I do have very significant needs for my family. So there is going to be a GoFundMe link in the episode description if people would like to support me in my ornithology pursuits. I think that would mean a lot to my family. This is actually, I don't want to get too deep into this, but it's causing a lot of tension with my wife.
She hates birds?
I don't know what, I mean, she supports me, but there's a lot of stress. Study of birds? There's just a lot of stress around the thought of, you know, crippling our mortgage and cutting my income, not even in half, probably in like a quarter to what it is now. But, you know, and I, you know me, I'm not really a big Joel Osteen guy, but I was looking at that game that we played that you gave me several years ago.
Yeah,
I was
thinking, Your Best Life Now.
Yeah. Maybe this is my time to name it and claim it. Maybe this, I had to do this. It was like, if not now, never. So, you know, I do have my thesis topic picked out. I'm going to be writing, it's going to be a lengthy thesis called Cloacal Conundrums. So that's going to be really interesting to dive into. But I don't know exactly what this will mean for the SFC. I'm not saying it's the end, but it felt like today was the day to tell you this is coming. This is happening. It's what I need to do for my life. I think it's what God wants me to do. I've spent a lot of time praying about this, and I need to go be with the birds.
Ben, I mean, when you decided to become Catholic,
yeah,
it was hard for me, but I supported you.
Yes.
And in the same way,
thank you.
The end of this podcast and you moving across the country is hard for me, but I support you.
Well, I appreciate it. We'll figure out. You know, it doesn't mean we have to stop 100%, but probably a lot. Definitely a lot less.
Like, obviously not weekly.
Maybe what we could do is like transition to being a bird podcast, because that would kind of combine.
Move the bird feed into the free feed.
Yeah, and get rid of the free feed. Get rid of the sci-fi.
No, move the sci-fi. Yeah, we have to drop our Patreon, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I do need that income, so maybe if people would like to continue supporting.
Actually, that's where they could support us.
Yeah.
Go join us.
Well, I need the GoFundMe one specifically.
Patreon.com.
Like, I need a lot more than's coming in from Patreon. This is going to devastate my family. All right.
Okay, well, listeners,
why don't you do some outro music for us, but pray for me and caca, caca.
Wow. Well, thank you for joining us. That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiVono.
We're the Sci-Fi Christians. Once and for all.
Bye.
Signing off.